This is Rachel from the Portuguese blog. This is the Portuguese blog podcast brought to you by transparent.com. Today, we're going to look at the difference between the perfect preterite and the imperfect preterite in the past tense using ser and estar, as well as other verbs. We'll also be talking about carnival.
Ontem, eu fui assistir o desfile no sambódromo. Estava muito cheio. Lá, encontrei com meus amigos. Estavam um pouco bêbados. Eu estava com muito calor, mas consegui me refrescar bebendo água. Tirei muitas fotos e gravei 3 vídeos. No dia seguinte, fui ao bloco perto da minha casa. Muitos amigos meus estavam lá. Curti muito este carnaval.
So, we need to keep in mind that the perfect preterite form describes an action that took place only once or at a very specific time, while the imperfect preterite refers to a temporary state of being or an action taking place over a period of time in the past.
Ontem fui assistir o desfile no sambódromo. Estava muito cheio.
In the first phrase, we find both forms of the verb. In the first sentence, yesterday I watched the parade at the Sambadrome, or I went to watch the parade at the Sambadrome, we use the perfect preterite, fui, since it was a specific action that took place at a specific time, yesterday. The second phrase, it was very crowded, uses the imperfect preterite, since it describes a temporary state of being. Note that assistir means to watch, and cheio means crowded or full.
Lá, encontrei com meus amigos.
This means, I met my friends there. In this case, we use the perfect preterite, since it describes a single action taking place once in the story, in the past. Note that to say meet, we use encontrar com, which is literally to meet with.
Estavam um pouco bêbados.
Here, the speaker says, they were a little drunk. In this case, we use the imperfect preterite form, since temporary physical states are described with this tense, like being drunk, or sick, or not feeling well.
Eu estava com muito calor, mas consegui me refrescar bebendo água.
This means, I was very hot, but I managed to keep cool by drinking water. Note that the phrase to describe being hot is estar com calor, literally, to be with heat. Here, we use estar in the imperfect preterite, since it is a temporary state of being. To manage or to successfully do something is conseguir. In this case, we use the perfect preterite, since it is an action that took place once.
Tirei muitas fotos e gravei 3 vídeos.
I took lots of pictures and recorded 3 videos. Tirar foto means to take a picture, and gravar vídeo means to film. Here, we use the perfect preterite to indicate the singularity of the action at a specific moment, rather than referring to an action taking place over a period of time.
No dia seguinte, fui ao bloco perto da minha casa.
Here, the speaker says, the next day, I went to a street party near my house. A bloco is a carnival parade with a band and singers and dancers that make their way through the streets on foot or by truck. Note the use of the perfect preterite to refer to a specific action taking place at a specific time. I went to the party.
Muitos amigos meus estavam lá.
This means many of my friends were there, or many friends of mine were there. Here, we use estar, to be, in the imperfect preterite, since we are referring to a temporary state over an indefinite period of time. This can be a little tricky to understand. But another way to try to grasp this concept is to combine the imperfect and perfect preterite into a single phrase. For example, eu estava lá quando ele chegou. I was there when he arrived.
Curti muito este carnaval.
Finally, this means I had a lot of fun during carnival. Curtir is a slangy verb that means to have fun or to enjoy oneself. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And keep in mind that this concept of imperfect and perfect preterite is very tricky to understand and takes a lot of practice. Stay tuned for the next podcast.